It's now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra after a 48-16 loss at ACCHS. Coach, that was a good Tigers team you played. You got off to a pretty good start, then things kind of started to snowball. What are your thoughts on the game overall?
First quarter and a half for us, about first half was pretty good football. Had a couple big explosive plays and was chunking out a little bit. Getting some good defensive stops, playing fast, playing hard. It was kind of just a battle of nutrition, though, because some of our guys, we started hitting some cramps and a wall of tiredness and some conditioning issues, which is on me and, you know, also, getting after it over the summer. But then it just kind of started steamrolling. We had some injuries in the second half and kind of, you know, got a little worse from there. But, you know, there are a lot of positives to take away from. I was really impressed. Several of our young guys played pretty impressive games the whole overall, and good stuff to work on going into week two.
You're with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Coach Zach Evans, you were able to generate some touches, mainly because he did have to come in at quarterback, but you guys were also able to do a lot of things with him. Your thoughts on the senior's performance?
He did well. I know that if you asked him, he'd be disappointed in how he did. I know he had a couple drops that he was very frustrated about over on the edge. But, yeah, we brought him in at quarterback there towards the end, let him run around. He did well at that, made a couple of nice passes. So we might see about that going into next week. Let him make a little magic happen, use his athleticism.
And kind of talking about your guys' defensive efforts, of course, you guys allow a lot of points, but like we said earlier, a very good Tigers team. Your thoughts on how they did as a whole?
I thought our defense did pretty well. We stopped the run early pretty good, better than we had in the past. We were flowing the ball. There's a lot of guys making tackles. There towards, like I said, we kind of got out-conditioned and started dropping our head a little bit and getting lazy on running some feet and, you know, trying to just use hands instead of wrapping up. So we had a lot of missed tackles late, which is, you know, kind of an expected thing in week one a little, especially not being able to get outside much with all the heat as of late. But good things to work on, you know, like I said, put stuff on film, points to highlight, and points to grow from. But several guys, I thought Flint Seymour did a really good job on defense. Colin Carney was doing well on defense. Dylan Herring did a good job on defense. Carter Pickerel had a really nice game on defense. So some of those young guys stepping up and really maturing into their roles, even though they're just sophomores, was really reassuring, stood out on film.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. And after their 48-16 loss to ACCHS, we turn the chapter to week two, where you guys are still on the road taking on a Troy team that is down. They lost a lot of players from last year. But, Coach, what are some things that maybe you're trying to learn from last year's matchup going into this year?
Well, last year they had a lot of old guys, I think like 9 of their 11 or something, were seniors, their starters. And some of those guys were studs, and, you know, they graduated and moved on. So they're a young team, but watch them on film. They played a real, real good Wabunsee team that's, you know, top of the class right now, and they did pretty well. They were fast and physical and aggressive. They got downhill and got moving after it. Coach Jasper does a fantastic job with those guys. So I know that they'll be locked and loaded, and I know that, you know, they get the benefit of having a home game too, so we'll have to come out and give them everything we got.
And before the break, Coach, as I'm talking with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra, talked about maybe some conditioning issues with your team and with some cramps and whatnot, but to your defense, how difficult was it to try to do that conditioning stuff while with the heat that's been going on for the past couple weeks?
Yeah, it was rough to do that. It was definitely kind of a new situation for me being a young coach, but it was just different. You know, most of us here locally don't have the pleasure of having like an indoor football facility or anything. So, you know, it's sharing gym times with the volleyball teams and cross country teams also, and the middle school teams, and trying to dodge them and work around kids working. And you try to go a little later in the evening, or, you know, do it early in the morning, or, do different things like, doing some sprints in the gym and, you know, wearing your helmet and shoulder pads, you know, to run on the treadmills in the weight room and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just, you don't get out in the heat and, just that that you go play in on a Friday. I know that we did on the Jamboree out on turf. That was hot too. And then, you know, Effingham started pretty hot there for early in the game. But, you know, you just you make do with what you got, work around it. You be adaptable and be comfortable being uncomfortable.
And, Coach, what are some of your injury updates coming into this upcoming matchup?
I know for sure we got two that are dealing with a concussion. Had one lightly sprained ankle, but he is cleared and coming back. Otherwise, the cramps and the bang-ups kind of heal themselves and work them out with some conditioning and, you know, water intake this week. And otherwise, should be pretty good to go with everybody else.
Sounds good. Coach, I wish you best of luck and good health as well for your game against Troy coming up on Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator.